Right now, though, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Michael Austin from Christian History Magazine, here to join us once again, making his regular visit with us. Michael, how you doing this morning?
Doing very well, gentlemen. I see that you are as well.
Yeah, we're doing good. And Michael, of course, with Christian History Magazine, which covers Christian history in their latest episode. And Michael, we talk about the Reformation. People know the familiar names, I think. You know, they know Martin Luther, John Calvin, Zwingli, all these guys. But there were a lot of women in the Reformation who were important, and your latest issue highlights the women of the Reformation. So tell us, what was inspiration to highlight the women of the Reformation and the work that they did in this?
What inspired this?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, reading this issue, you get an entirely different view of the Reformation, and one that most people need to know about, and that is how radically it changed everything. Absolutely everything in European society changed as a result of the Reformation. The revolution, if you will, out of the Catholic Church and changed people's lives radically, so radically that I think even today, what we're going through seems to be just a wrinkle compared to the seismic changes in culture and society, in the everyday life of people as a result of the Reformation. And of course, liberated women in ways that were both positive and negative, in that so many women were cloistered away in nunneries and monasteries at this particular era of the Middle Ages. We call it the medieval times. And the release of them from these institutions was really a kind of a double-edged sword, because many of them rejoiced in new freedoms and in new lifestyles, which radically changed everybody and put society in a turmoil. And others, sadly, had lost their security. And you know what? This is an issue that we're dealing with today. Trolls over society. Are we going to give up our freedoms in order to enjoy some kind of security? So women suffered, many of them suffered, because they were not prepared to be released from these nunneries, which basically was a reaction from the Catholic norm to now the Protestant, a brand new Protestant way of life. So it's pretty exciting reading, pretty exciting stuff that will shock a lot of people.
Is there one particular woman, or maybe a couple stories, that particularly interested you or struck you as you were going through this issue?
Oh yes, so many. One of the articles titled "Our First Woman Reformer" tells the story of Argula von Grumbach. And what you're going to have to deal with is some of the names, many of them German, not very glamorous sounding. What an amazing woman who started, I think, a role of women in culture that we have today, and that is to defend and advocate for the weak and vulnerable in our society. And that's what she did. She stepped up to oppose the abuse that a young man was suffering, because guess what? He was rebelling against the norms of the day in the church, and the church was ready to burn him alive, imprison him, torture him, burn him. She's very famous for saying, you know, I didn't read about this in the Bible. I didn't read that Jesus Christ behaved like this. So the representatives of Christ, primarily being the local priest, the local Catholic Church, was up to its old tricks, misbehaving, doing terrible things. This is another expose, if you will, of the corruption of the church of the day. It's going on until this very day, by the way. You know, the scandals in that church just keep on rolling out. Today we're dealing with pedophilia, homosexuality, and so forth, still in this day. But in that day, it affected everything that people did in life. And she started a movement, and praise the Lord for it, that we began to wake up that our Lord and Savior was not about burning people at the stake and imprisoning them because of perceived sin. He was all about love, caring for people, and coming to their aid. And this woman was a pioneer in that regard.
And tell us about, all right, I'm going to try one of these names. I chose this because I can get the first name out. Katharina Schnitzel, is that correct?
She actually became the wife of Martin Luther. And what an amazing story that her life tells, because this is a fascinating look into modern life. the relationship between Martin Luther and his wife. I mean, everybody knows about him. Very few know about her. But she had such a substantial, credible influence on his life and on what became the modern world. And that basically stemmed from her managing his household. So the role of the woman stepped up from being somewhat of a second-class citizen in the home to being a first-class citizen of the home, managing the home, and became an institution. Their home, by the way, was an inherited building, former monastery, huge, huge place. And here you have a tiny little family, emerging family, Martin Luther's, occupying this huge space. Now, what she did by her industry, and she's well known now today as we study her life, actually inventing what we call industry today. What did she do? She converted a kitchen garden into first a truck farm and then a major agricultural enterprise to support all the people that Martin Luther would invite to come over to the house, which eventually became a full-fledged university. And so her industry, bookkeeping, for instance, her attention to detail, her management of people changed everything. And she's attributed now with actually being a major player in the development of modern finance, modern management of people, management of resources. What a great story that is. It actually revolutionized Europe in the day. And it's continuing. These industries that she fostered continue to revolutionize our lives today.
We're talking to Michael Austin from Christian History Magazine, and their latest issue is Women of the Reformation, highlighting many different women and their role in the Reformation and how they helped shape and form the modern church. And lots of articles in here, including there's a timeline of women's involvement in the Restoration. There's highlighting even more women that had special roles in there. The changing roles of women through this time, and all kinds of things covered in this, and all kinds of things covered in every issue of Christian History Magazine. And Michael, how can folks get a hold of this magazine?
Boy, that's really easy. Go to the website, ChristianHistoryMagazine.org, and subscribe to this magazine on a donation-only basis. So if there's a financial issue, ignore the opportunities to donate. Go ahead and get a no-cost subscription. You'll receive the issues in the mail. The donors of this ministry are very interested in increasing the distribution of the magazine because it teaches so much to us about all of the things, most of the things that we're dealing with today have been dealt with in the past. We have forgotten our history. We have lost the lessons learned. And by golly, I think the old adage is true. We're doomed to repeat history if we don't know what it is.
And I like how you say this. This is the fifth issue in your four-issue Reformation series.
Don't you like that? Yeah, I think that's great. And many more to come, I think. By the way, this is the 131st issue. On the website, you can actually read 131 of these issues. So if you don't subscribe and get it in the mail, go right on the website and you can read this great issue. There's an electronic reader there. Makes it very easy to access all of this wonderful information.
And through those 130 issues, and I've been a subscriber and a fan of this magazine for a long time, I mean, you guys cover everything from the ancient church to really, I would say, modern history, you know, covering people like Billy Graham and the modern evangelical movement. So, I mean, you really cover the whole width and breadth of the history of the church.
Great to have you as a fan and as a reader, and appreciate you talking about how much that you glean out of this magazine. I do each and every magazine. I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to learn more about the faith. And, you know, the man who started the magazine, Ken Curtis, recognized that the Christians have just neglected reading the history of the faith. It's fascinating. It's encouraging. And it will encourage you in your personal walk with the Lord.
Yeah. And one of the fun things is, like this issue, you get to learn about a lot of people you didn't know, you've never heard of, and how their faith has impacted us even, you know, sometimes centuries later. So, Michael, once again, give folks to the website if they want to check this out.
ChristianHistoryMagazine.org. Thank you so much for having me.